All right, you have your approval.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, Roden.
Yeah, and just get all that final stuff to Mr. Rodenbeck, and he'll get it circulated for signatures.
Will do. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
Okay, moving on to item 13, PR 2021-5439, application SD 2022-83, vacation of a private easement, SD 2022-82, amendment to a preliminary plat for Sun Capital Hotels at on high assets between Paseo del Norte and Eagle Ranch Road. And Modulus Architects is the applicant.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. We have to check in and ask how your boss is doing, Angela.
She's doing good. She's almost popped this week, but they extended it. So within like
a week, wow. Okay.
I have her twins. So she's huge.
Yeah. Okay. Miss Angela is having twins, I guess, any
day now.
Any day now. So we'll have a lot more staff at Modulus Architects. So.
See a lot more of me. That's what that means.
See a lot more of Regina. That's perfect. Okay. Go ahead and give us a, let's see. We kind of know this project. I guess this is to do the vacation work. So yeah, go ahead and give us a little bit of an update here.
So we're just coming in to amend this preliminary plat so we can vacate the existing private access drainage sidewalk and utility easement.
Okay.
So there are existing easements around the whole property that will suffice for the vacation that consists of a 50-foot private access drainage sidewalk utility easement. So it's basically being relocated. So this is what we're going in for right now.
Okay. So just a correction of what was approved. Okay. And this says final plat on it, but that's not what you mean.
No, we're preliminary. This is a preliminary right plat.
Okay.
Next.
All right. So we'll need to make sure we get that. Okay. Let's turn to the public. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 13 on high assets Northwest? Please raise your hand now or speak up. Okay. I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter, Water Authority. We have no objections to the vacation of the easement, and we have no objections to the amendment to the preliminary plat related to that. Thank you.
Okay. Code enforcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I have no comments, and we have no objections to either action.
Thank you. Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. No additional comments or objections.
And hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has no objections.
Transportation?
Jane Muffenberger with transportation. Transportation has no objection to the proposed actions.
Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We have standard FYI comments about what you're going to need to do for the final plat. And I'll just note that the vacation of private easement was justified for 6-6-M-3 of the IDO, according to staff analysis. So I have. Thank you.
And Mr. Rodenbeck, we already took care of infrastructure list last time around, right?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So we just need to look at approving or denying this. Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the applications for vacation of private easement and amendment to a preliminary plat. And let's go to the vote.
Carter, Water Authority, I vote for approval.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Termijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve item 13, PR 2021-5439, applications SD 2022-83. Vacation of private easement and SD 2022-82, amendment of a preliminary plat. Because the applications meet all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, period. Just
right.
Keeping going on. All right, there you go, Miss.
Thank you very much.